you're just about to open this place, and there's a lockdown, so that's unfortunate.
But we've teamed up with Bit and Box Company, which is a local vegetable box company, greengrocers. They're going to be stocking the shop with veg boxes and lots of local produce. So we've become an essential shop, as well as arts and gifts and, yeah.
Okay. So can people buy, do they have to buy a box of veg, or can they just come in and buy what they
want? It's just like Tesco, you can go in and buy a packet of biscuits, or, you know, just on their own. Yeah. You don't have to buy essential, just essential.
Yeah.
He's anticipating being busier because of the click and collect, what he does with his veg boxes. So we will also be able to take orders in here for him.
Yeah.
So people can then have it delivered by Boris as they would have done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, he uses the bikes. You know, it's less pollution than using supermarkets and, you know, and we support on local as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And tell us about the, and it's still okay for people to buy the other stuff and for people to sell that, is it?
Yeah. Well, at the moment, the guidelines are that as long as you're stocking essential goods, then you can remain open.
We're basically providing an essential community service, really, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. And also a service to local businesses that really need to remain open and carry on in business, and this will give them another platform to do so.
Do you want to say a bit about the arts side and what you're doing?
Right, so the arts, we've got at least 10 artists in at any one time, that they're stock, obviously, from glasswork to needlework, woodwork, all sorts of, pretty much every sort of traditional craft there is. And that will be changing over the 2 months as well. So we'll be bringing new and different stock in. So it'll give those artists a chance to carry on that would normally have... they'd normally be trading it at craft fairs and the Christmas markets, and obviously they haven't got that.
Yeah.
So that is the time of year when usually that is their biggest trading time. To cover them for the rest of the year as well, a lot of them. So hopefully it'll give them a bit more sort of positive news within trading and continue to trade over lockdown.
Yeah.
And also we're not encouraging people to make an extra journey to come to us, because they'll be coming for their bread from the bakery.
And we've also got our own
down, and we're going to have our own.
Oh, you're in competition with the bakery?
No, we're not in competition with the bakery. So they are, Mr. Cotton's kindly made us our own Artel loaf, sourdough loaf, which is an artisan loaf. So we'll have our own loaf as well.
Excellent, yeah. That's a good idea. Well, when are you opening?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I'd better sling my hook and let you get on with it then, hadn't I?
Unless you want to hoover.